We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. Throws it down. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Here we go. First rule of Summer League is it's only Summer League. But without a doubt, the Knicks get a win, so we gotta hit the music. 94-86, the Knicks bounce back against the Pacers in a surprise game. We didn't even know they were gonna play this game until after the end of the Knicks versus Raptors game. So this was a makeup game for the Pacers. And since the Knicks had off until the 11th, they jumped in here and made quick work out of Chris Duarte and those Pacers. And if there was any doubt that the players do not watch this show, look no further than Emmanuel Quickley's performance, because IQ bounces back like an assassin. 32 points, 8 assists, 4-12 from downtown, 11-21 from the field. Emmanuel Quickley said, let's put that point guard hate to rest. 94-86. Nice bounce back win for the Knicks Summer League team. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP here in the building. What's going on, man? Little matinee edition of Knicks Fan TV. I just came over from SNY. We did the putback season finale with Ian Begley, Bobby Marks, Chris Williamson as well. So shout out to those guys. I'm not in my Knicks Fan TV gear today. I'm a bit dressed down. You know, I'm a bit dressed down in terms of Knicks Fan TV standards. I didn't have time then to switch it up. Maybe I'll throw a hat on or something because we had to start the show. 94-86, man. What do you guys think? 94-86. Once again, the first rule of Summer League is it's only Summer League. So let's let the overreactions begin. And I got to start with IQ, man. Emmanuel Quickley, you know, there was a lot of doubts. A lot of naysayers all over the social media is all over the place, man. He's not a point guard. You know, let's put that to rest. He's this, he's that, the other thing. And my comment, my rebuttal last night was we got to just let him work out the kinks. That's what Summer League is for. Let them get their reps. They're young players. They're trying to find their role. They're trying to figure things out. And no doubt about it, he came back today and had a monster game. 32 points. 8 assists, 1 turnover. 1 turnover for Quickley, 11 for 21 from the field. And I thought he was excellent from start to finish. In the beginning, we saw him and Obi have that 1-2 connection. They ran a lot of screen and rolls to free Obi up to get Obi going. And we'll talk about Obi in a minute. I thought IQ had the floater going. The 3-point shot was obviously on the money. Also saw him hit a nice little mid-range jump shot later in the second quarter. And no doubt he gave the team a lift. IQ had 13 points in the third quarter for the Knicks. And the Knicks went into the half. They were down by 3. They were down by three, and in the second half, they never looked back, man. 26-18 in the third quarter, 27-24 in the fourth quarter, and no doubt IQ was the catalyst for that comeback and ultimately leading his team to victory. So I thought Quickly was good. He got into his rhythm. His shots were falling as opposed to yesterday where they weren't. Once again, eight dimes. I think he had eight dimes yesterday as well, but today I thought he was a lot more crisp in his decision-making, which was, to me, the difference between today and yesterday, and really got into a groove, man. Caught Duarte with a filthy, I mean, absolutely filthy step back. Caught him with the got him and dropped Duarte. That was in the second half. I'm see if I find it somewhere on these highlights here, but definitely dropped Duarte, and that was cool to see. So nice bounce back game by IQ. Let's here he is commenting on the whole point guard, not controversy, but obviously the media came to him on it to get his thoughts on, because obviously it was a point of contention among an anxious fan base. Here's what IQ had to say about playing point guard.
Whatever the team needs for me, that's what I'm going to do. I have the ability to do both, I feel like. So if I'm asked to play point guard, then I'll play point guard. And if I'm asked to play shooting guard, I'll play shooting guard. I just have the ability to be a basketball player. I feel like that's a term that people forget, is people that can go out past. Whatever the team needs for me, that's what I'm going to do. I have the ability to do both, I feel like. So if I'm asked to play point guard, then I'll play point guard. And if I'm asked to play shooting guard, I'll play shooting guard. I just have the ability to be a basketball player. I feel like that's a term that people forget, is people that can go out past whatever.
Confidence. Kid was confident, man. Definitely confident. And you saw some leadership skills out there from IQ as well, man. You saw him and Jericho, again, once again, they had some good chemistry going. But there was a moment in the game, I don't remember what exactly happened, but you saw IQ kind of take Jericho over to the side and kind of coach him up a little bit. And for a second-year player, but a very mature player, very confident and poised player, I thought that was nice to see by IQ. Here's what he had to say about being a leader for this team and the playoff experience.
I feel like I'm always sure of myself. You know, I made a little bit more shots today. I think that helped a little bit. But, you know, just continuing to just lead. I think helping the guys, you know, I've been around for a year, been in playoff games. So just continuing to, you know, spread my knowledge to the young guys, the new guys. So, and me and Obi doing a great job of that now. But I think that was the difference. We understand we got to help these guys continue to talk, continue to communicate, and just help these guys.
That was IQ on Obi. We talked about the point guard. Here's me on the putback season finale. You guys can check that out after this. Go over to SNY's YouTube channel and catch the replay there. But yeah, a confident IQ says, "Listen, man, I'm a basketball player," and I thought that's what he showed today, and he did a good job bouncing back in the summer league game. Second game ball. Second observation. I'm gonna go Miles McBride, man, because once again, this kid shows that I think he's going to fight for some playing time, especially if the Knicks are going to, you know, have to manage the minutes and the load between Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose, especially on back-to-backs and things of that nature. Knock on wood, injuries don't happen. But I think that Miles McBride will make a push for some minutes, man, because what impressed me again with this kid today was obviously starts with his defense, never gives up on a play. Always fighting. I think he fought Duarte on a couple of possessions in this game as well. And then offensively, man, just very poised, very intentional with his movements. We saw that he loves to operate in the mid-range. He had a savvy play in the first half where he threw the ball off of the defender's back on the inbound, catches it, and splashes a corner three. McBride would finish with 14 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from downtown. He closed the game with a nice cut off ball, and Grimes found him, and McBride finished it with the stuff. So that was good to see from him, man. But very poised and in command of what he was doing out there. Very impressive from McBride. And like I said, it's going to start with the defense and the three-point shot. If he can stay consistent with that, I think McBride will find a way onto the court, no doubt about it. So great game by McBride. Third, I'm going to go to Obi. It was a little helter-skelter in the beginning. I thought Obi We went to him early and often in the beginning of the game. Once again, using him off of screens, off the screen and roll between him and Quickly. I thought Obi, you know, he did okay. Once again, he was attacking the basket, attacking the rim, something that I think it will be available to him next season, and something that you wanted to see last season, but very encouraged to see him doing that. He seems to be a lot more confident. The three-point shot looked pretty decent tonight, 3-6 from downtown. He hit a couple of corner threes and one from the elbow as well in the first half, so I thought Obi did well. Turnovers. Bit too many turnovers. Knicks had 10 turnovers in the first half. Obi accounted for three. Jakubaitis looked like, you know, he caught the Nerlens, the Nerlens-itis, and he had two himself. And, you know, five turnovers for Obi, three in the first half. So Knicks accounted for 10 turnovers in the first half, and that was led to a lot of sloppy play. But they really tightened it up in the second half. I believe they only had three in the second half, and that's what led to some nice offensive sets, some good rhythm, and them taking the lead. So I thought Obi was pretty good in attacking, them getting involved in the screen and roll. You had he had one play in the end to kind of cap off. Knicks are up by 389-86 with under a minute left. And they inbounded it to Obi. He took his offhand, went coast to coast with the left hand, and finished for the and one. And that put them, he would end up hitting the free throw. That put him up three. And then you had the McBride cap off ball cut. Grimes found him, and McBride hit the, or slammed it in. And that pretty much ended the game. Knicks would win 94-86. We talked about Quickly, McBride, Obi. Grimes, you know, I think Grimes is still trying to find the shot. You know, 2-for-10 from down from the field. Shots weren't falling that much. Him and Duarte were battling. I thought Duarte got the best of him. Duarte, very impressive player in his summer league game. I'm not sure if that was the first one for the Pacers, but very impressed by Duarte. I thought he took it to Grimes on both ends. But I thought Grimes, his defense was still fairly steady. Just has to get his shots falling, you know. Rokas found Grimes for a three-pointer. Hit 2 3-pointers, one in the first half, one in the second half. But overall, just can't really find a shot. And shout-out to my guy, Alex Amarante. When we did our scouting show, our scouting episode, make sure you guys check that out, man, because Alex did a very good job cutting up those videos for us on Court Vision. But we talked about the fact that McBride, yes, from three-point land, he can definitely hit it, but in between, he's still a little bit shaky. You know, hasn't been able to knock down the mid-range so far in summer league. That was one of his issues in his last year with Houston. And also, if you notice with McBride, he doesn't really have the handles to really get to the basket just yet. He's not really confident in his handles, hasn't really been attacking the basket. You see on his drives where he's kind of looking to get bailed out by the guards a little bit here and there. And you give him credit for not forcing, but you can also notice that he just not really confident in attacking the rim. And so I think those things combined with, obviously, him missing jumpers, he didn't really have a great outing today offensively, neither yesterday. So it'll come, obviously, only summer league, but just some observations from Grimes. Sims, once again, a steady, patient Jericho Sims. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 4-4 from the field. And this kid is impressive, man. Jericho Sims is very, very impressive. Just being very disciplined around the boards, has a good, very good knack for the ball. We saw again today, as we did yesterday, where he'd snatch a rebound over three defenders, stay patient, go right up, and just get it right in, man. He's got a nice frame, man. Nice frame for a rookie as well. Definitely uses his body very well. And his footwork is very noticeable. So I thought Sims, once again, had a good outing for the Knicks. There's also another play where I believe it's either Quickly or Jakubaitis tried to get him for an alley-oop. And instead of, you know, it would have been a situation where Mitch would have tried to caught it and, you know, no matter the angle, no matter the distance, would have tried to slam it in somehow. But Sims, you know, he brought the ball back down, slammed it in, knew he didn't have a proper angle, proper, you know, view of the basket or a good look at the basket to slam it in, brought it back down and put it back up and in. So seeing a very poised, very disciplined Jericho Sims out there. And yeah, you know, two games in, he's looking like a player, and he signed his two-way contract yesterday. So it's official. Jericho Sims is on a two-way contract. he'll be splitting time between Westchester and the Knicks, and he can spend no more than 50 games with the Knicks next year, not eligible for the playoffs unless they sign him to a roster contract. So that's that with Jericho. Again, another solid, solid game by him. I thought Jakubaitis had some moments. You know, in the first half, he definitely seemed like he was trying to feel himself out there and get a feel for what was going on. And second half, I thought he settled in. He found Grimes for a three-pointer. Definitely helped the ball movement. I thought there was a rotation with Grimes, Jakubaitis, McBride. I thought that rotation did fairly well in terms of getting the offense into some rhythm. Jakubaitis finished with 3 points. One field goal and one free throw. So one assist, one steal for Jakubaitis. I thought he looked fairly well. I thought he played fairly well in the second half. Vildoza once again struggled. Only 4 minutes for Vildoza in summer league right now. We'll have to see what happens. I think he, again, confidence and just getting used to things is what's holding Vildoza back right now. We'll see what happens when they play the Lakers on Wednesday. See what happens with Vildoza, but nothing to really write home about for him. So that was pretty much it, man. That was pretty much it. Seldon came in and knocked down a couple threes, you know. He came in, Seldon, the former star at Kansas. He came in and gave them a couple of buckets. He finished with 9 points, 3 three-pointers. So Seldon came in and did his job. But, you know, again, the main players, quickly, electric. McBride, poised, impressive, steady. Obi, once again, aggressive. Too many turnovers. Got to cut that down, obviously, with summer league. It is what it is. But I just like Obi's intentions out there. I like how they're getting him involved in the pick and roll early. And he just seems like the confidence is there as opposed to last year when he just looked like a deer in the headlights with the main roster. And then I said McBride, Grimes, just got to figure it out. Grimes will figure it out. It is what it is, and we'll get him going eventually. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CP here, solo dolo on the matinee tilt, man. Remember, this show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. We got 1,300 people in the chat right now, vibing with your boy. It's 5 o'clock Eastern time on the East Coast. Where's everybody checking in from, man? Where are you guys checking in from? Throw your cities in the chat and your flag. If you guys are from out of the country, out of the U.S., throw your flags in the chat right now. I'll shout you guys out. Let me salute some super chats that have come in. And YouTube is not showing me my super chats, man. YouTube is not agreeing with me today. So I got to scroll up and find those super chats. So we'll get to that. But let me get to the phones real quick. Start with Papa Left. Papa Left, man. Impromptu Knicks versus Pacers game. 100 degrees out in that Vegas sun. Papa Left is out there waiting online like a sneakerhead waiting on Jordans. Like a fiend trying to get in for Knicks versus Pacers. How was the vibe, man? What'd you think of the game?
Well, they let us in right at 10:59. Which was, I guess, 1:59 your time.
Yeah.
To get right as I don't think their personnel was.
They weren't even ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, quickly had some choice words for Chris Duarte in that third quarter.
When he dropped them.
Yeah, it was it's a family show, but if you head to my Twitter, I'll let you know what he said.
Oh,
but,
really? Okay.
Yeah, quickly. Quickly did not take kind to Duarte's. I guess Duarte was going at him. Man, I think you nailed it though. I think you really hit home on each player. I did want to call and say that Rokas. I know he got trolled on Twitter for his hands and his turnovers, yeah. But you know it's his first NBA action. He's 20 years old. I thought he helped generate some ball movement. He got the ball quick and went north and south. He draws the entire defense off the screens, and he's a lefty, so it kind of gives everybody a different look. Mm-hmm. I want to say that every time Deuce comes in the game, I think like this will be his NBA career. It's just like good things are going to happen. Like, every time McBride comes in the game, you're just going to see the energy pick up. Yeah. You're going to see just sound defense, good
tenacious,
help defense.
Bro. Tenacious.
Yeah. Yeah, the Knicks need that. You know, yeah. The Knicks need that off the bench. They need reinforcements. And I do agree with you 100%. I think McBride is that third guard potentially. You know, I would say IQ had a great answer with his "I'm a basketball player" because he just proved that to, again. You know, if he had to, I guess people were down on him yesterday. Quickly is just a baller. I mean, he's not afraid to shoot.
I think Quickly was watching the show last night, man. I'm telling you, I'm convinced. I think Quickly watches the show. I ran into his uncle in Atlanta for game 3. I was walking in with the tickets, and me and his uncle were vibing. His uncle was telling me that the family watches the show. So, and remember when you were out there outside of MSG, you got IQ to give us a salute.
Yeah, that's right.
He saluted, man. I think he's watching, bro.
That's right. Speaking of Knicks Fan TV being on the radar, I'm not sure, but I mean, I saw Tibbs and Leon Rose cross the street from where I was, and being courtside, and
Flex.
Somebody there was like giving me the old respect, like pounding his heart, saluting. I was like, "Who is this?"
And okay.
Then after the game, one of the members with New York's Knicks personnel gear on came by and handed me a T-shirt. So that was kind of interesting. But I was making noise as if it was the Garden. Like, I was getting free throws. Like, I was making sure that we had the free throws, you know, some tedious, situations for the visiting Pacers, you know what I'm saying? Even though we had the blues on. By the way, our jerseys look amazing.
Oh, I love them. Oh, I love the Summer League jerseys, bro. They crack.
Yeah, they're great. I think, like you said, I think Deuce, I think you hit well on Rokas. That was great audio with Quickly.
Yeah.
Who else? Obi. Obi is just good, man. Obi's good at basketball. I think people are starting to realize that. And also Wayne Selden. I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but it almost feels like it was orchestrated to get a veteran in here. And just being up close, he's a leader on the bench. And guys, nice. You know, he'll communicate. He's there with the starting unit. He finished the game. So I think everything is real strategic about building leadership. And I thought you brought up I'll finish with this point. I thought you brought it up. It's a great point. And it's why Knicks fans need to like relax when the reality of a second round finish stares them, or a first round finish stares them in the face. IQ and Obi, first and second years, will be playoff teams, you know, and getting that experience and being able to pass that down, or having more, you know, knowledge for the guys coming in, and just being able to handle that, Garden, you know, pressure, handle the NBA pressure, being in the playoffs. I think that's huge. So you see that leadership. Obi just looks like a different player right now.
He does.
As he's progressed. So I'm gonna hang up. But yo, great show.
Nice.
And let's get another game on the schedule tomorrow. Let's see if we can work that out.
No doubt, bro. Salute, bro. We'll talk on Wednesday. If not, man, stay dry out there, man. Stay cool. Stay dry out there, bro.
Well, Theo Pinson's at 5:00, by the way. I'm going back for Theo Pinson. 5:00. We got Nets Bucks.
Okay. All right,
so
no doubt, man.
I'm going in. The Theo Hive will be active.
All right, no doubt, bro. Stay up. Be safe out there, man. That was my guy, Papa Left, live on location, giving you guys the lowdown on what's going on in Vegas. Salute to Papa Left. Everybody hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Interesting. He said Quickly and Duarte got chippy. Well, Duarte was impressive, man. I mean, obviously he's 24, so he's very mature, as obviously for a rookie. But definitely saw his shot creation bag on display today. Hit a buzzer beater to close the second quarter over Grimes, who played as good a defense as you could have on him, but caught Grimes up in the air and got him for the and one. And, I thought Duarte was very good defensively, definitely solid. So, you know, he's going to be a good player for the Pacers. Definitely going to be a good player for the Pacers. That was our target, a primary target for the Knicks. And he got scooped up by the Pacers at 13. So we got a chance to see Duarte. And as Papa Left said, Duarte and Quickly got into it, man. Duarte and Quickly got into it. So that's good on Quickly not to back down. And you got to like that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. I want to shout out Teo D checking in from Greece. We got Jess Toll checking in from Orlando. Michael Montez, Tampa, Florida, repping the Dominican Republic. What's going on? DP, Brooklyn and Miami, what's going on? Michael Moss, Montgomery, Alabama, how you doing? We got T-Mac from Harlem, Dipset. Glad to see T-Mac out and representing because, you know, we know what happened to Dipset last week, but we'll leave that there. Don't sleep on LOX, man. Yonkers was repping heavy. But yeah, man, salute to everybody out there. Let's get those likes up. Hit that like button. Let's get to more phone calls. 9486. Knicks get a summer league win. Let's run through these. Craig from South Florida. Craig, what's happening, bro? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, the number that I'm more interested in is Sims and Grimes plus 33.
Yeah.
That's a big number. But I hate to put a little damper on this, but I talked with a friend of Leon's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks are not done, and I told you that.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Craig? Coming. What are you thinking, man?
Well, here's the two targets. The one I told you about in Indiana.
Yeah.
But the big fish who's going to ask for a trade is Damon Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Knicks involved? Yes. Will they give Portland everything they want? No way.
Okay.
But I can tell you this. Obi Toppin, couple of draft picks. They want quickly, but he ain't going anywhere. But you got to realize something. The Knicks have a glut of guards. If you're watching this game, these two games, now the Knicks have a problem. They've got a glut at guards. So
at some point,
they're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, Craig. Down in South Florida, down in Miami, West Palm. I think what we talked about on the putback with Ian Begley was that, number one, when it comes to the guys that the Knicks just signed in terms of D. Rose, Fournier, Kemba, Nerlens Noel, Alec Burks, those guys aren't eligible to get traded until December 15th. So we did talk about a little bit the prospects of a Dame trade. Will they do it? Yes. Are the Knicks interested? Yes. We know that. I think that's widely known. Does Dame like New York? Yeah. Has he requested a trade? No. And I don't see that happening before the season starts either. I think this could be a trade deadline scenario. But I just think, you know, again, not to jump too deep into it, I just think that the window for Dame is just not adding up for the Knicks right now. You had everyone in his class or around his class has re-signed with their teams. Kawhi Leonard is going back to the Clippers. You heard Steph Curry just read up for the bag. Bobby Marks was on putback with Ian Begley. Said Steph is about to get, in the last year of his deal, he's getting 58 million bags. So shout out to the chef. You have Beal in Washington who angled for Spencer Dinwiddie to get there. So you got to think that ultimately he's going to re-sign. LaVine, Chicago moved heaven and earth to try to get him some help. They brought in DeRozan. They brought in Lonzo. They brought in Caruso. We'll see. Their bench still stinks. We'll see what he does in the offseason. He wants respect, a.k.a. he wants the bag. So I think Chicago will definitely re-up LaVine. I just don't see many options where you trade the whole house for Dame and you have something to win with. Who knows if he even wants to play with Julius? I think that's a valid question. So I think we gotta let the Dame ship sail, focus on what we have right now. We got a lot of young players that we have to evaluate and get established. Let's see if RJ can turn into a star for this team that we can build with. Let's focus on what we're doing here with our young talent. And then, you know, right now the Knicks still have a bevy of draft capital. They have some cap flexibility in terms of the contracts that they've signed. They will be ready to make a move when it presents itself, but the timing is just not right. That's my thing. The timing is just not right. But salute to you, Craig. Definitely appreciate you calling in. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's get those likes up. Hit that thumb. We got 1,700 people watching right now. Let's get those likes up. Let's get to 1,000 likes. Celebrate this Knicks win, 94-86. Let's go ahead and kick that off. All right, we'll get back to the phones and we'll get to Super Chats in a minute. JJ from Brooklyn, what's going on, JJ?
Yo, CP, what up, bro?
What's good, bro? How you doing?
That's good. Good, man, good. Yo, the suit game's fire, bro. You're looking sharp out there, man.
Thanks, bro. I had to, you know, I had to jump. I was across the street at SNY's to put back with Ian Begley. I had to jump back across the street in the channel. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll throw on a hat or something. But, you know, I just left it on.
Nah, it's sharp, bro.
Appreciate it.
I'm feeling it, yo. But, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, in this game, man, I think it was big to see Quickly bounce back. That's why we got to relax. We can't get crazy after his first game by Quickly in the summer league. You know, oh, he's a bum. No, Quickly's good, man. He's a keeper. I still like him as a spark plug off the bench. And guys like him and McBride, these guys are going to be huge, especially with the, you know, the injury questions with Kemba and Rose. These guys are going to get big minutes, and they're going to get key minutes. So these guys, they got to be ready. I'm loving McBride, man. I'm just defensively, the mid-range game, that
Tibbs
strong finish he had in the pass from Grimes. I mean, this kid, he's going to be, I think he's going to be really big for us, man.
Yeah.
Grimes is looking, like you said, Grimes is looking, he's looking a little shaky. I think he'll be all right, though. He's still defending pretty well. I know Duarte schooled him a couple of times, but, you know, that step back Quickly had, though. Oof, oh, my goodness, where he dropped Duarte.
Filthy.
I know the announcers, like, oh, he pushed off. Everyone pushes off a little bit on those type of moves.
Yeah, they all
anyway,
push off.
So,
Michael Jordan
on,
pushed off. The greatest push off in finals history, man.
Exactly.
It happens, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the Dame thing, like the caller was saying before, I agree with you, though, man. The timing isn't right. I don't think you give up all the assets it's going to take unless it would have to be like a Kawhi and PG-13 situation.
Yeah.
Where there's another superstar coming with him. Because Randall, I want Randall to be my third guy if we're talking championship. So the timing, it just doesn't make sense. I think we just rock with this team. I do think Dame's going to want out, though, because if you remember, his whole thing was, we have to get better now. And they haven't done anything but re-sign Powell. So I think he's still going to want out pretty soon. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate it. I would have to think that, and we're going to go to Nathan Unknown in the Discord on deck. I would have to think that, you know, we talked about Philly on the show with Ian Begley and Bobby Marks. Does Philly part ways with, you know, a Simmons, a Maxey, and a Thibault? You know, that was the pieces that Bobby Marks had proposed. If I'm Philly, I'm moving that in a heartbeat. And I'll go with a Dame MB ticket and see where that gets me. But, yeah, there's no question. Portland probably had the worst offseason of anybody in the league. You know, I like Norman Powell still, but everybody else was they didn't really upgrade the team. And they're stuck. They're no man's land. So I think ultimately you'll see both Dame and CJ get traded, maybe as early as the trade deadline. We'll see what happens. But I think Philly, to me, is the team to watch for because I don't think we'll be in it, even though we'll be interested. And Golden State, could Golden State bring him back home? I think what Bobby said on Ian's show was that they're not really looking to, you know, make a big splash right now. So I guess they want to see what they have once Clay returns, see what shape he's in. Draymond, they have Wiggins there. They have Wiseman. I had a good draft with Moses Moody. And who else did they pick up? Was it Kuminga? Who else did Golden State pick up in the draft? I think it was Kuminga. But either way, I think it seems like Golden State's going to stand pat for right now. So Dame's options are small. I don't think he has many options in terms of going to a team where he could win. So I think Philly right now, I would have to say, is in the best position. Shout out NY Sports Guy for the super chat. He says, Knicks Fan TV needs to host a basketball tournament so some of these chat scouts can put their money where their mouth is. That's hilarious. Shout out NY Sports Guy. Definitely appreciate that. For some reason, YouTube is not showing me the full messages on the super chats, but shout out NY Sports Guy. Shout out Unlimited Boxed. His question was about Grimes. He's iffy on Grimes. And as we said, I think, you know, you just got to give Grimes some time to get it together. I think once Grimes, if he does get playing time this year, much playing time, it'll be more as a finisher, probably more catch and shoot situations where you have better players creating for him, whether that's Rose, Burks, you know, playing in lineups like that. I think that's where Grimes will you know, fill a role immediately in his rookie season. But, you know, shot creation at the next level he'll have to work on because the defenders will be a lot better. And he's going to have to work on, you know, establishing himself in the mid-range and attacking the rim. So we'll see. Grimes, he'll get to it. But right now his defense has been good. His defense has been pretty solid. Rags Morales says, Allentown, surrounding area. What's good? I guess that's Allentown, PA. So appreciate Rags Morales. $15 super chat. Appreciate you. Blood of the Panda. He says, shout out IQ and McBride coming alive. But like I told you yesterday, I can't read the... Oh, he says, like I told you yesterday, Obi's comp is a baby Paul George. Our team are the Danny Granger Pacers with a better Danny Granger and Julius. Let's go. He's part of the hashtag Obi Avengers, hashtag free Obi. Unlimited Box comments says, I don't know about Grimes. Why is he giving me those elf vibes? Nah, no way, man. No way. I don't see the intrigue with the guy. Tell me what I'm missing. What you're missing is what he's missing. Jumpers. Doing 2 for 10 from the field. Couple of those drop. You know, like we said yesterday, he makes 3 more of those. It's a different tune. Still plus 17 on the day. You know, whether or not you take a lot of stock into plus minus, I thought defensively, he certainly showed out. And then the second half, I thought they did a good job moving the ball. He knocked down a couple jumpers. And that was that. But overall, the shooting just wasn't falling.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shout out First Lady of Sports, $10 Super Chats, CP McBride, Grimes, and Yakubaitis all can shoot off the dribble and get their own shot, which is an upgrade from our guards last year. Knicks have been prioritizing shot creation this year, albeit at their price, right? Obviously, they didn't go out and make any huge splashes, but you think about Grimes, McBride, their potential in the draft. Free agency, they went and got Kemba, Fournier, brought Rose back, Burks. So they're going shot creation, man. The Hawks exposed that flaw in the Knicks offense, and then it just became a one-man show. You know, just became a one-man show. So, yeah, they're definitely good on them so far. Shout out to Bandana Dan. Oh, this was a super chat from last night's show. He said, this panel insight is crazy high quality. I'm sending it to all my friends who are Knicks fans. Quality content from passionate fans. Great stuff. Yeah, shout out to JD and my guy David Zenon as well, man. Great guys, very knowledgeable, and they brought a lot to yesterday's show, so definitely appreciate that. Gartrell Davis sends a super chat. He said, I heard someone said McBride is a Marcus Smart with a better offense. Do you agree? In this early, you know, obviously you don't like comparisons that much, but in this early stage, obviously you can see it because he's going to be a bulldog defensively. He likes to operate in the mid-range. You can see that. His mid-range game is definitely there. He's very poised today. And, yeah, if he can knock down that three-point shot, I think, you know, you could certainly see some resemblance in Marcus Smart. All right, let's go to Nathan Unknown. Nathan Unknown in the Discord. What's going on, bro?
So I just had a few comments about Quentin Grimes, what similar callers are saying about his size. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just going to be some adjustment there, but we also sat out with other players, especially Rokas and Rokas, like sharing some of those hand-washing techniques with Nerland, you know. Mm-hmm. But especially with Grimes, we saw it with him in college. You know, he had to transfer from Kansas all the way to Houston. He realized it was too much on his plate as a player. So he had to readjust his game, and similarly, he's going to go through that process here in the NBA. I feel like, though, as you were saying, he's probably going to get finishing time. I don't think that's enough time for his development. And so he probably will need time in the G League personally, because I don't think he's going to get the minutes he needs for development, especially with the Knicks trying to stay up in the East this season. So I was just wondering how will him and probably other players get their time. And then just about Damian Lillard, I don't think it's time for that dwell. Time for that ship to sail yet. I'd be looking open to Miles Turner and other centers who might be disgruntled. You know, you have Cat and Embiid. We don't know what's happening with the 76ers. And we didn't accept Mitchell Robinson, so we might use the season to see what our current status is at center and then maybe make moves in the future. We still have Knox, a lot of second-round picks, so a lot of flexibility. I feel like they're just leaving room for moves in the future, but none at the moment.
Staying disciplined, staying ready. You know what I mean? Appreciate the call, man. They're staying disciplined and they're staying ready. As far as Grimes, I don't see them putting him in the G League. I think what we've seen is that he may get some windows here and there to show what he can do. Obviously, his defense is what's going to keep him on the court. And I think they'll keep him up with the main roster to practice with and to learn from these guys. And again, you never know. You never know. Burks missed some time last year. Rose missed time. Kemba's missed time. Obviously, you know, he won't come in for those guys. But in particular, Fournier and Burks have missed time. They both had COVID last year. And also some banged up injuries as well. So those guys, you know, they're not guaranteed to play all 82. So I think Grimes will definitely have his opportunity. And I think McBride will get his opportunity as well.
Offseason moves were great. You know, we added a guy, Kemba Walker, who can pretty much do it all. He's been an all-star. Somebody I can learn from, compete with, to expand my game. You know, I want to be where he is now eventually one day. So no better guy than Kemba Walker, you know, to come in. Just like I learned from Derrick Rose, I'll be able to learn from somebody else. So, and then Evan Fournier, competitor, can shoot it. So we added shooting, defense. So I think we made great moves this offseason.
That was IQ on the off-season moves. So what do you guys think of the off-season moves, man? What do you guys think about it? Listen, I thought with the acquisition of Kemba, it turned a so-so all-season into a pretty good one. For me, once you realize, I mean, we knew that we had no shot at Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard. Those guys, the acquisition of those guys would have made it an A-plus off-season. But for me personally, there really wasn't a player out there on this free agent class that I was like, damn, we should have gotten that guy. You know what I mean? Like, Lowry would have been cool. DeRozan, not so much. Like, I didn't really see there was a player out there in this class that was like, we have to get this guy to move forward with. I think that going with continuity and stability will serve the Knicks well. I think it will. I think that was the right direction to go in. And now when you're looking at the duration of the contracts, having full team options is great. Full team options. So, you know, like on the Randle deal, for example, they would have like partial team options where there was a couple million guaranteed for that next year unless they re-signed him to an extension. This time around with Burks, Rose, Noel, you and Fournier, you have full team options. So I think that's a good thing. Definitely a good thing. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are new in the chat, leave me a hashtag new. I'll shout you guys out. We'll take a couple more calls before we wrap up. Quick show today. I think we got a lot of our points across. And we'll see what happens Wednesday when the Knicks take on the Lakers. All right. A couple more calls before we wrap. We're going to close with Angel, but let's go to Nebraska. Rod, what's going on?
What's good, CP? How you doing today, man?
Good, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing all right, man. I called yesterday, kind of ran into quickly, man. Just want to say I'm very well hydrated.
That's right. That's right. Rod was the one. See, you set off quickly, bro. I think it was you, bro.
I set him off.
You set him off. I think quickly watches the show. So you definitely insulted him with the ISO-ZO comparisons, and for that he went off. He took it out on Duarte, and that was that, bro.
If that's all it's going to take, I'm going to do it each and every player on the squad going forward. Yeah, man. So, you know, my takeaways, man, is real quick. Like, Obi, he looks good, man. Yeah. You know, though Obi was balling, he, for me, he's playing with too much finesse. I would like to see that Dayton Obi, you know, just less hang time and more power on his drive and his bounce. But other than that, He got that the three pointer look like it's coming around. Grimes, if he shed a few 10 pounds, will do him wonders. He struggled, creating separation. He couldn't get any separation.
Right.
But
right.
You can see the handle was there. He got the shake and bake. He has enough in the nice form of his jump shot. If he can make that move a little bit more decisive and quicker, he'll be okay. For McBride, look, two things are going to happen with McBride being on the team.
Yeah.
Either way, he's going to push quickly to be great, or he's going to push him out the way. That boy is going to be nice.
Yeah.
Just mark my words.
Yeah.
And to close it out, I got to go back to IQ. He played much better. He took a ton of shots.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone who wanted to make a statement, so he clearly is listening to the show. I guarantee
it. I'm telling you,
he made a statement. He made a statement.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, CP, even though he scored 32 and had 8 assists, I would take an impactful Scotty Barnes 18 over a Quentin Summerlee 32 any day. Any day.
So now you're looking for 50, bro. Now you're looking for 50 against the Lakers. Okay.
Yeah. And again, it wasn't a knock on quickly, man. It was. I'm a real Knicks fan. We got a lot of Knicks fans who don't know the history of Knicks fandom.
Yeah.
They just like the Knicks. They don't ride with the Knicks. If their favorite players are elsewhere, but they'll come back home with the Knicks do things, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a fan. I've been through the ups, the downs. I've been through the volcanic eruptions, everything. So I like to define myself now as a fool's gold detective. I own a badge. And I reserve that right, CP.
Yeah,
I reserve that right. We've been through the Hernan Gomez.
Of course.
It was the second coming of Kevin McHale. Ron Baker was Pete Maravich 2.0. We were told
Mucci Norris
and Steve Francis and Mark Brady was going to be Detroit all over again with Isaiah and Dumont.
Yeah.
And come on now. We've been through it. Larry Brown is the new color blue. We've been through it. Knicks been selling us knockoff Jordans for a while, and I can't have it anymore. So quickly, if you're listening, bro, keep watching the show. I have faith in you, but you better get that game up. My bride is right on your ankles, buddy. Much love, CP. You have a great day, brother.
Rod from Nebraska. Look, man, he kept it a buck. Rod kept it a buck. He said, we've been there, man. I think Rod basically admitted that he's been a member of quite a few hives. Willie Hernan Gomez, Ron Baker. They tried to tell us that Marbury and Francis was going to be the second coming of Frazier and Monroe. I'm with Rod, bro. We've been there. I stand a lot of players. I was a member of the Torrey Murray Hive. I could go on and on, man. This is not going to be the Hive show. But listen, I hear Rod on that. I hear you, bro. I definitely hear you. But yeah, nice bounce back by IQ for sure. And McBride, very impressive, man. Lavelle Somerville, team hashtag new. Lavelle, what's going on? Shout out Rob the Creative, team hashtag new. Kevin K says hashtag vet. Shout out to King Ribby, team hashtag new as well, man. So everybody repping, everybody new in the chat, welcome to the channel. Make sure that you guys are subscribing. I'll have an announcement on the giveaway. We're going to do the autographed RJ Barrett basketball. And I'll have it ready by tomorrow or tonight. Tonight or tomorrow. So I'll just look on the community tab. I'll put an announcement. The link will go to KnicksFanTV.com where you can sign up for the giveaway. And then we'll give that away after the Knicks versus Lakers Summer League game to celebrate 40,000 subscribers. So once again, just a token of my appreciation to you guys. Shout out my guy David Futernick in the chat. Part of the West Coast Knicks contingent. We should have been out there in Vegas, man. Definitely would have loved to have been out there, but timing just wasn't right. So maybe next year we'll have a better time. But shout out to David Futernick as well. Let's see what Dave is saying in the chat. Dave is sending me a message, and he says, Dave, what's good? Okay, all right, so we got the close on. So we'll go to Jay Boogie. Shout out Joe the Lion, team hashtag new as well. Salute to you. All right, we're going to close with these three callers. We're going to go Zay from Maryland, Angel on deck, and then we'll close with Jay Boogie. Zay from Maryland, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, CP? How you feeling?
How you been, man?
Good, man. I know I haven't called in a while.
Yeah.
Your waiting lines, man, they're getting longer and longer.
It's getting longer and longer, man. It's getting longer. For Summer League, no doubt, bro. Summer League, no doubt about it. I mean,
we got
almost 2,000 people watching, bro. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah. So my point is this, right?
As far as the summer league, I feel like Tibbs gave Obi and IQ homework pretty much. Mm-hmm. I feel like he said, hey, you know, for IQ, he want IQ to try to do more playmaking just to show that he can play a point guard role. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily to start, but, you know, to know what your rotation looked like. If you know, we got Kemba and Derrick Rose. So it's like, you know, anything can happen. Not necessarily with Kemba. I know a lot of people trying to say, oh, you know, Kemba is injury prone or has a lot of injuries. The man's only been injured at Celtics, with the Celtics.
Yeah. You know, I think the fact is that, you know, he has a degenerative knee. He has arthritis in the knee, so it's not going to get better. So I think they still will manage it accordingly.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a few players in the league that have a degenerative knee. Mm. I mean, that's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, they're not going to speak on it. In regards to Kemba, like, if you look at Kemba's draft class, he's probably played more games than anyone in his draft class that's still in the league. So, he has some durability. We're just hoping that he gets healthy, he gets on the CP3 diet and be good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, besides that, though, I feel like, you know, IQ's, you know, Tibbs gave IQ and Obi, you know, homework, and they're doing their jobs, you know, for summer league. They're doing their jobs. We were hoping Cass can come and do his job, but, you know, unfortunately, he was unable to play.
Cav caught a raw deal, man.
Yeah, and then my second point real quick is in regards to Dame, man, I don't know why people, you know, we got to give up the Dame hopes and stuff like that. We got to stop thinking so short-sighted. Like,
yes,
Dame would be nice. You know, he would be nice. He would come on the team. But how far are we going with Dame on the team? You know, we would have to give up the farm just to get him. So it's like we got to think long-term. If we're going to build something, we got to build towards, okay, maybe not Dame, but some of these other up-and-coming stars, when their contract is up, they might want to come to the Knicks. So you got to build your team to look good for when Donovan Mitchell is eventually available or when a Zion is eventually available. Like, build our team for those free agents, because the league is still a veterans league. So you got, you know, all of the top teams have these veterans that's been on teams for 10-something years.
Yeah.
In a few years, by the time Zion's a free agent, a lot of those veterans are going to be gone. It's going to be Zion's league, or
that's
it's going
right.
to be Donovan Mitchell's league, or it's going to be, you know, all of these younger players. So that's what we got to play towards and stop being so, like, worrisome about, oh, we need the flashy player now.
Yeah.
Let's play towards getting our team right for those up-and-coming young stars that's going to take over the league when all of the older guys now get out of the league. So that's my point there, and I would love to hear your opinion on it, but that's kind of what I had to say.
I'm with you 100%, bro, and appreciate the call, Zay. Good to hear from you, man. Hopefully we'll do an opening night event again at MSG next season, man, so hopefully you come back through for that. But I'm with you, man. I think it's going to be that next generation that of talent that they'll get ready for, whether it's Zion, Mitchell, you know, Booker, probably, you know, long shot there. But I think it's going to be those tier players because, again, Kawhi signed up. Now he's coming off a torn ACL. Steph, forget about it. He's with them. You got LeBron and AD. They're on their last run. I think LeBron will play it out, wait for Bronny to get in the league and try to make history like the Griffies and then get up out of here. You have three of the top 15 players playing in Brooklyn. They're going to be locked in. You know, Jokic is going to be probably the mayor of Denver when it's all said and done. He's not going nowhere. So I just don't think it's realistic. Obviously, we have that PTSD where we're looking for that savior. We're constantly looking for that savior. Right now, we got to see if we have a star on our roster. And that's starting with RJ. We got to see, is RJ on an upward path towards being an all-star? Is he a guy that we're going to keep here and that we can legitimately win something with? I think that is going to be the key. Let's develop our players, continue to put quality vets around them and help them mature, help them build, and then see what happens. You know, it's not every young player that you draft and bring into your system is going to turn out to be something, but you have to have the patience to cultivate and you know, allow them to mature in your system. So I think that's what the Knicks need to focus on. They're still ready. They're still prepared to make that move. 6 first-round picks, 9 seconds. So I think they can still make incremental upgrades to the team as time goes on. And at the same time, the guys that they got, they're on flexible enough deals where if they do make a trade, it's not going to hurt us. I think it'll help the team. So I think the Knicks have been very disciplined in their approach. Yes, they want to be aggressive. They've shown that they've had their targets in both drafts last year and this year. They've been ready to make trades if the price is right. They've had their free agent targets. They've been ready to sign these guys if the price is right. And then if not, they have their plan Bs, their plan Cs, and they've maintained a disciplined approach. I think the Knicks have been fairly solid there. Timing is everything, and the time is just not right for Dame. Okay, Angel, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's good?
What's good, bro?
How you feeling, bro?
Chilling. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, bro. First thing first, man, congratulations on the 40K subscribers, man. That's really, really dope. I'm so proud of you.
Appreciate
and,
you, bro.
And, you know, just calling on the phone, you know, just speaking to you, man, is definitely always an honor. Hopefully I could talk some sports live as well with you one day. And, hey, listen, man, before I get to my point, man, don't ever stop doing what you're doing, man, because at the end of the day, man, you worked hard to get to this point and your whole team as well, man. So definitely got to show you guys some love.
Appreciate it, bro.
And, Always, man, hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, y'all. Show some love. And Jay Boogie, my brother, love you, bro. And, you know, stay strong because we rocking with you. But to get to my points, man, it is so good to see Obi balling the way that he's balling. You know, I'm a big Obi fan. I want to see some penguins in the chat, man. Throw some penguins in the chat.
Throw the
That's
penguins
my guy,
in
Obi,
the chat.
Man. But,
shout out, Merrill.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, it's just good to see that he's just aggressive. You know, when he started last year, he didn't have no summer league. He didn't get no time. But you can just see where the talent is at. You know, you can see that his whole mindset is completely different. That's what I want to see. Now, I don't want him shooting so many threes, but I really like the fact that when it comes to in the paint, he's decisive, he's aggressive, and he's making his move. And to IQ, you know, keep doing your thing, man. It's really good to see him score in the basket, but I just want to see you to pass the ball a little bit more, you know. And he got a steal, and, you know, and he made a layup, and it's good to see that he's really working on his defense. So you got to give a shout-out to the coaching staff, man, because when it comes to the coaching staff, you know, they're preaching defense, you know, put the team first. And that's really what you want to see with your young guys. And the fact that they got a good amount of veterans with the team, this team is going to be really deep, and they're going to be really good. You know, I still think we're better than Chicago because they haven't played one game together
yet.
Yeah,
I don't like the Bulls
bench.
I still think
the Bulls
bench is quite
really
trash.
I just think we're better than all those teams. That's just my opinion. I still think we're a 6 seed, but, you know, and shout out to my boy Ari. I got to give you some love as well. But, hey, listen,
is
man,
Ari
it's one game at a time.
Is Ari paying all you people for the
shout-outs, bro? Thank you for taking my call, bro. All
right, man. Appreciate the call, man. Everybody shouting at Ari in the chat, man. We getting my guy Jalen Julius shouts out Ari every time he calls in. Now, Angel, Ari, man, you're going to have to pay up for that promotion, man. I know you got your real estate business, bro. I think you're trying to, you know, pull a fast one on me here, bro. You're going to have to cut the check for all this promotion, bro. Now, shout out to Angel. And I think, you know, you definitely saw at the end of the game with Tibbs was in the IQ's air. Tibbs has been in both games. The whole Knicks contingent has been there. Leon Rose as well. And yeah, I think they are giving them assignments and want to see continued growth and leadership from these guys. And I think you're seeing it. You know, Obi and IQ, man, they start the game off right away, going to each other, 1-2 game. And you like Obi's confidence. IQ with a nice bounce back game. And very much in control, solid in his decision making. I thought that was the difference between today and yesterday. So nice win for them. Looks like they got into a groove in the second half. And came out and won. For the Pacers, thought Duarte was fairly impressive. Washington Jr., man, he was getting buckets out there as well. Washington Jr. out of Ohio State looked pretty good for the Pacers. So, you know, Knicks still come away with it. All right, let's go to him. The closer of the show has returned. Definitely want to appreciate everyone who donated to Jay Boogie, man. And you know, as we said, he suffered a tragic situation in his family with the passing of his sister. We appreciate everybody for donating. And I'll let you hear from the man himself. Jay Boogie, what's going on, bro?
Salute, three capital questions, man. Shout out to everybody, man. And yeah, Ari, time for you to come on in. You know what I'm saying? You got all that real estate, but every good real estate move guy needs a great mover. Send some of the moves over here, man, so we can give back to the community. But salute to you, Ari. You're doing a great thing, man. Love you, man. Spend time with him in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Talk to him from time to time on the phone and everything, you know what I'm saying? Great dude, man. You know what I'm saying? And a business can only be as much as you put into it. If you put your footwork into your plan, your business real proper, man. Shout out to my GM, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a great man. That's before general manager, CP, the young Lloyd Banks, man. And shout out to my board, man, Super Dave, you know what I'm saying? The greatest board man it is, you know what I'm saying, throughout the podcasts. And if it weren't no podcast, he'll probably be somewhere in the real internet, you know, handling that type thing. And shout out to all y'all in the chats, man. Thank you, Godly, with my heart, man. I appreciate all the love and everything that everybody provided to help me as far as my situation, man. Knowing the passing of my sister, she was, you know, brutally murdered out in Brooklyn, New York, up in Harlem, up in that area right there. And I appreciate all the love that everybody has, you know, provided for me, you know what I'm saying? Today is my first day where I'm feeling like I need to handle business situation. It happened on the 5th, which just was last week, but I don't want to stay too long on that. I want to give a props to all y'all, man. Appreciate it. But I also want to tell y'all, if you hear me, I tried to reach out to CP earlier, but he is busy, man. You know how he is. But I reached my area where I need to be, man. Y'all don't have to continue on donating. You can stop right there. I'm the type person, when I get to where I need to be at, you know what I'm saying, I can fill in the blanks, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to tell y'all thank you from my heart as of this moment. If y'all hear me right now, you know, at this moment, y'all can stop. If you send any more at this moment right now, I will resend it back, man. Appreciate it, Godly, man. But just to let you know what I'm saying, you got to be patient with our team. Have some patience. When you're in the kitchen, you're cooking. There's two ways you can cook. You can cook with the microwave or you can cook with the stove. But when you cook with the microwave, you can cook, put it on for 2 minutes, and it'll be the same heat if you set it for 10 minutes. That straight fire is going to be the same heat. But when you're cooking on the stove, you can turn it down. You can slow cook it. You can twist it. You can, you know, stir it up. You can figure out how you want. You can add season. You can do what you want. That's that slow cook. That's what we're doing with our New York Knicks. Be patient and let everything slow cook. Let everything develop, you know what I'm saying? Because in 2 years, when all them old heads start falling out the way, you know what I'm saying, guess where we're going to be? Right there to catch that other end of that young crop that's still out there, yeah. Like CP was just saying. You know what I'm saying? We catch them. If not, we're going to keep moving. Yeah. So let's move on from the Dame Lillard and things and everything. Great win today. I missed the game. I thought we was playing tomorrow. I was out handling my business. But we played today. Great win. I didn't see it. But as long as I saw the TV and it said W, that's the greatest thing. And I told y'all about Tarzan that was going to be a steal. You know what I'm saying? Jericho Sims, man. A.K.A. I called him Tarzan. Gave him that name 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy. I'm feeling a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? And I owe it all to y'all helping me out with the situation, man. That's love, man. I really appreciate it, man. From all the way in my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? That's Knicks Fan TV, man. The greatest fan, the greatest podcasters, the greatest organization, the greatest team, the greatest city, you know what I'm saying, that we represent, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all because of y'all, man. We make it all harder, you know what I'm saying, more easier for us, you know, to contribute to our Knicks, man. Thank you, man. God bless you all, man. You know what I'm saying? There's one more thing I'm going to share, man. If you haven't told somebody special today that you love them and you haven't said that to them in a long time, you need to reach out and let them know how much you love them. You get two grandmothers. You get two grandfathers. You get one father. You get one mother. You get a brother, if not more than one brother. You get a sister, if not more than one sister. You get a child, if not more than one kid. Make sure you tell somebody how much you love them the day that you haven't told that a long time, because you never know when you're unable to tell that person and let them know I love you. Just, you know what I'm saying, to let them know I'm here for you, man. God bless you all. Salute, 3 capital S's, and I'll talk to y'all later on in the week.
Yes, sir. Jay Boogie with the closing sermon. We appreciate you, man. And once again, we send our condolences to you and your family, man. We definitely send our condolences to you and your family, bro. So continue to hold your head. And we got you, man. That's what this fan base is about. We're going to hold each other down through the good times, through the bad times. You know, no question about it. You hold us down through the wins, the losses, with a closing sermon to you know, keep some positive energy no matter the case. And so I'm glad the fan base was able to rally around you. And that's just a little thing that we could do. And just continue to stay strong for your family, man. And we wish you all the best. No doubt about it. We wish you all the best, bro. All right, people. That was a great show. Not much else I could say there, man. But great show once again. And we'll wrap up today. and continue on Wednesday as the Knicks take on the Lakers on August 11th. It's going to be a late night show. They play at 10 o'clock, I believe. So it's going to be a late night post game live, but I'm sure you guys will be up and rocking with us either way. I'll be up and on as soon as the game is over, so make sure you tune in there. Remember, this show is brought to you by Manscaped, fellas. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Check out some of our trending videos on the channel. You have the Coach Paint film breakdown on McBride and Grimes, the Spike Lee interview, and the fans' reaction to the Kemba Walker acquisition, man. Some of our hottest content on the channel of the past 2 months, so definitely after this, go check it out. You could also check out last night's show. We had a great conversation, great recap with David Zidane and JD as well after the Knicks lost to the Raptors. So thank you to those guys as well. And remember, the show is available in audio podcast format, man. If you miss it on video, you can catch it in audio podcast format, all the major podcast platforms. Do me one favor. For those of you that are Apple Podcast listeners, if you could leave us a review, man, it would take us a long way. Like I said, the growth of this channel is all up to you guys. When you guys hit that like button, when you subscribe, when you share these videos, it helps. It helps promote the channel. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, it does the same thing. So we definitely appreciate that. And yeah, man, see you Wednesday.